Welcome to the Recess Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Spicciotti, the proud superintendent of the Auburn School District. The Recess is a chance for us to tell the stories of the people and programs that make the Auburn School District such a special place to be. And today I'm joined by another special guest who will help tell some of those stories and maybe provide a little education on school finance. So we're going to keep things lively and interesting, but also dish out a little knowledge. My guest is Cindy Blansfield, and she is the Associate Superintendent of Business and Operations for the Auburn School District. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Cindy, we're going to get into your role and everything soon, but just so people get a context here, you support all of our support services, and we have six different departments who report to you. Could you just share who is in the big business and operations umbrella?
Absolutely. So that includes capital projects, business services, child nutrition, maintenance and operations, transportation, and safety and security.
So that's a long list. And what I'm going to do is we're going to focus on the business side, so really school finance today in this episode, and we'll have either Cindy or some of the great leaders who work with Cindy to share in some of those other areas. And I just think I'm super proud of, honestly, everything she just mentioned, the schools we build, how we maintain them, how we keep kids safe, our great transportation department that I think is in a really good place when you take a look around, the creativity of our child nutrition department. I could just go on. We're really proud of our support group. We have a high-quality workforce who do all the things behind the scenes that maybe people don't know about, but it's just absolutely awesome. And, I think about them all the time, and I'm glad we get to tell the stories. But today we're going to focus on finance with Cindy Blansfield. Again, she's our Associate Superintendent of Business and Operations. And before we get into school finance, I'm going to ask the question that I love to start with and hear from each of our guests. Cindy, tell us about your favorite teacher.
My favorite teacher was Mrs. Walker. She was my fourth grade teacher. I can picture her in my mind right now. She was my favorite because I knew she cared about me. I knew that she wanted to have me succeed. And she accepted me even when maybe I didn't make the best choices in fourth grade. But I knew she still loved me. So, yeah, she has a special place in my heart.
How much trouble can you get into in fourth grade?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but a little.
Good. Well, after we talk about school finance, we'll hear a little bit more about your journey. Again, my guest is Associate Superintendent Cindy Blansfield. And we're going to talk a little bit about school district financing and try to make it fun. I promise there is no math and there will be no test at the end of this podcast episode. Why don't we just start out the highest level? What is it that you and your department does to make the best use of our money in Auburn and make great use of our local and state taxpayers' money? When we talk about fiscal stewardship, we talk about being really proud custodians of our community's funds. We take mm-hmm. that seriously. What does your department do to achieve that?
We are really proud of the work that we do in managing the taxpayers' dollars in the Auburn School District. And a couple of things that really are important, and that is number one, in investing our funds into student achievement, safety and security, all things related to the schoolhouse to support teaching, learning, safety, district-wide. The second is that Business Services provides guidance around requirements, rules around spending money, and providing support to the administrators throughout the system to ensure we're following the rules, doing the right thing.
That's great. And I know this is not our episode to talk about capital projects, but I love how that's such like a visual reminder of how we take community resources and turn them into great opportunities for kids to learn. Our bond that was passed in 2016, we just finished up. So I'll let you talk about that, but I see those schools as I drive around, and it makes me very proud of the work that we've done and our whole team has done to deliver on promises, and I think really use the community's resources with high integrity. And that means a lot to me, and I think absolutely every one of our team would say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's our school financing 101, and we're going to break it down into three buckets. So the district receives money from the state of Washington, mm-hmm. from the federal level, and then local level. And we're going to end up in the local level because there's a lot of detail to that. But let's maybe start at the highest level. I know we don't get a large share of our money from the federal government. I believe it's about 12% of our budget.
That's correct.
You want to just share what we do get and how that's used?
So, there are about three buckets that we receive funding for school operations. We get about 12% federal dollars that support special education and title programs to target support for student learning. The next level is our levy, our educational program and operations levy, which makes up 14% of our revenue. And the biggest pot is state funding, which is 74% of the budget that we have.
And so let's focus on the state for a minute, and then we'll really dive in at the local level. Tell the audience what the state funds, essentially.
Our state funding is based on enrollment. And so we get a certain amount of money per student full-time equivalent, but per student. And that goes towards everything from teachers to principals to curriculum, instructional books, supplies. It goes towards all aspects of teaching and learning.
So Washington State is unique in the country. We have a clause in the Constitution that identifies the education of all children within the boundaries as the paramount duty of the state. And in fact, it says to amply fund and support the basic education of our students. Do you want to just share with our listeners how that has influenced the state support of schools and how schools are funded?
For years, prior to 2015, there have been conversations at the state level, the legislative level, about how schools are or aren't fully funded and meeting that obligation as identified by the state constitution. The McCleary lawsuit brought to light what hasn't been funded for districts across the state of Washington, and the decision changed the funding structure, moving it away from local and putting that obligation at the state level. We still find, however, that there are some aspects of the district, some positions that are not fully funded by the state that we need local levy support for.
Yeah, and we'll speak about the levy in a minute. Can you think of areas in which my understanding is the state fully funds their formulas?
Correct.
But their formulas don't represent what you might expect as a parent or as an educator would represent, you know, an actual school that meets all the basic needs of our kids. Do you want to share with the audience a few examples of that?
So the example that I was just talking about recently is around a support area in technology. It's based on the number of students that you have in elementary or middle or high school. And I think for a technology position, it funded 0.6 of a person in technology. Let me take security, safety and security, for example. We have 13 campus safety officers, and the state funds 3. We also have 3 SROs, which are City of Auburn Commissioned Police Officers, and we do not receive any funding for that support. Our special education programs are $12 million underfunded from the state. So that is intentional targeted support for students with disabilities that we don't get fully funded for.
Thank you, Cindy. The way I think about it is our state has actually made a lot of progress in the last decade. In fact, if you looked at some national studies, I think Washington at one point was second in the country for growth in education spending. So that's the good news. But we're underfunded for areas that I think are the most relevant today. So you mentioned technology, for example, is a great example of how to be relevant for kids today, for them to come to school and take school seriously as relevant in their lives, when they can walk outside the classroom, go home, and have access to all kinds of technology. We really needed to up our game, and I'll ask you about how we did that in a minute. I also think about a lot of our social-emotional learning and things that the pandemic put a spotlight on, the need for very specified counseling to help students with mental health or substance abuse. And these are examples of things that really are not provided significantly in the state budget. And then special education is an area that we're really committed to. And I'm very proud of the progress we've made in the Auburn School District, providing more programs, better support. But that comes at a cost, and the state is behind on funding that. So so if any legislators are listening, which I'm sure they're not, but I do want to acknowledge we've made a lot of progress. We've made a lot of progress on staff salaries, for example, but we do have a way to go to make sure that everything is funded. So you've heard about the state and the federal funding. And the way I see it, our local money helps to fill in those gaps. And so we have 3 different kinds of local measures that we use in Auburn School District. And I'm asking my guest, Cindy Blansfield, to share about them first. And you actually started with technology. So I'm going to ask you to go there first and talk about the technology levy and how that works.
Yeah, the technology levy has been a game changer for teaching and learning in the Auburn School District. Initially, it helped us to establish the infrastructure, get devices for not only for teachers, but also for students, K through 12, and invest in software programs, instructional technology curriculum, but also to be innovative. There are innovative funds that our teachers continue to learn and grow and teach in new ways to be relevant, as you said, to our students in the classroom.
And so the technology levy is actually a 6-year levy. We passed our current tech levy in 2020. Mm-hmm. In that same year, we ran what's called an Educational Programs and Operations Levy, EPNO. I think for shorthand, we usually call it the levy because it's our major local source of operating income. So we have the tech levy in place. It'll be in place until 2026, and then we'd have to go back to the voters. But in February 2024, we need to ask the voters for their permission to renew the EP&O levy, the Educational Programs and Operations levy. Can you share with our audience the role that the EP&O levy plays in the operations and education in the Auburn School District?
Absolutely. First and foremost, it is intended to be an enrichment levy, taking care of or helping to fund all athletics and activities. So all of the sports, band, choir, orchestra, robotics clubs, that type of enrichment that we know keeps students engaged in school.
You just named several of the things that literally got me out of bed in the morning as a student when I was in school. I think that background has helped me throughout my life.
Absolutely. And it does that for a lot of students. It gets them up. It gets them connected to school. It gives them purpose. And that's why the Auburn School District, the board, has always been committed to a comprehensive program to connect with all of our students.
So the EP&O levy, the enrichment levy, funds some of these extracurricular activities and other opportunities outside of the classroom. What else does it fund?
I talked about special education earlier. $12 million is supported by local levy funds. We have positions that I shared as well. So psychologists, nurses, I talked about campus safety officers, our SROs. Those are all examples of positions that under the prototypical school model from the state, we don't receive full funding for those positions. And so levy funds help to support and pay for those positions.
All right, Cindy. So I promised that there would be no math. And this is probably going to be hard to answer without any math. But in layman's terms, explain to the community how the actual levy amount is generated.
So we have a set amount per assessed valuation of our residents within our boundaries, and that's how the tax amount is determined.
And that comes from the state. Actually, the legislature has established a $2.50 per thousand of basically your home value that would go towards this levy. Correct. And that sets a cap for the district. Cindy, how does the new levy that'll be on the ballot in February compared to the quote unquote old levy that will be sunsetting after 2024?
So in essence, it's a continuation. It's not a new tax. This is a replacement of the previous tax that the voters approved in 2020.
Perfect. So that's messaging that we're trying to get out. I think when you see the ballot, it can be confusing. Why am I voting on, I already pay money to schools. Why am I voting on this one now? And the truth is we're required to ask again. So that's helpful clarification, Cindy, about our upcoming levy. If you have other questions, if you want to get into the numbers, you can always reach out to Cindy Blansfield at the Auburn School District office, and she'd be happy to go deeper into some of the numbers. And we always provide that opportunity. And there's always, a community member who wants to go really deep, and that's great. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot who say, well, I just want to know, are my taxes going up? And what does this pay for? And so we're trying to meet the needs of our entire community by providing information in a lot of formats. Definitely. I love that we can actually have a conversation about it on a podcast, and we have printed materials, and we have things on our website, and we're making a lot of presentations in the community, so just want to get the word out.
Absolutely.
All right. Are you ready for the fun part of school finance?
Absolutely.
Can you talk about school construction bonds?
I can. You talked about our 2016 bond program, and I could not be more proud of our team in our capital projects department. Our architects, our contractors, our subcontractors, because we have beautiful, amazing buildings that are there for our community, they're there for our students, and every one of the 8 projects came in on time and on or under budget. And that's just icing on the cake. There, if you haven't gone by to see the schools, please go by, take a look at them. The students are loving being in our new schools.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I get to, you know how they say the quarterback gets, you know, all the blame and all the credit? I'm kind of like that with the bond program. I see people around town and they just cannot stop complimenting, you know, how beautiful the schools are, how functional they are, the improvements in the educational process and what we can do to support our students and teachers. And it's a real point of pride. And I think people feel good about being a part of supporting something that'll be here literally for generations of students in this community. And I love that. Just to be really clear, in February 24, there's no bond on the ballot. There's no technology levy on the ballot. It is just the educational programs levy. And then the tech levy and the educational levy have to be renewed every 4 or 6 years, but the bond is kind of a one-shot deal. So if you were to make an analogy to your home mortgage, just can you explain in, you know, really high-level terms, how does a bond work?
So in terms of your home mortgage, it's like borrowing money to buy a home. That's the same idea that the school district borrows money to build buildings, and we pay back that money with support from our taxpayers. So our taxpayers would approve a bond, and then that's how we pay back those bonds.
Exactly. So most bonds are 20-year bonds. Mm-hmm. It's long-term debt, just like you might have a 30-year mortgage on your home. Mm-hmm. And the levies are our day-to-day operating budget. Mm-hmm. So that is a little bit of an overview of school finance. And if there's anybody still listening, we're going to get into Cindy Blansfield so you can hear just a little bit about her. You mentioned you grew up in Montana. You attended Eastern Washington University, go mm-hmm. Eagles, and you found your way to Western Washington. Tell us about you started your career teaching at Auburn Riverside. You were an original Raven. Where did it go from there?
So I taught for 10 years, and then I had the opportunity to go to OSPI, as a matter of fact, as a program supervisor for business and marketing education. My teaching degree and background in teaching is in current technical education. And so I was there as a state leader for 3 years. And then there was a current technical education director position open in the Auburn School District, and I jumped at the chance to come back, and was just elated when I was chosen to come back as an administrator in the district.
That's great, and it's been a great ride. You've been a tremendous support to me in all those 6 areas that we talked about in the beginning of the podcast. It's a lot on your plate, but I can vouch that Cindy Blansfield has been a really powerful leader in our district. And that brings me to the last question, the actual last question. And it's one that I ask every guest, what was your favorite thing to do at recess?
The swings. Going out, we would go swing and see how high we could go. It was crazy. And then we would get to a point where we would jump out of the swing. And so, yeah, definitely the swings.
And any injuries or close calls?
No, not at all.
Good. And as a postscript, another hat that Cindy wears is she's a risk manager. So I hope they had good padding beneath the swing set and good forms for anybody who might have unfortunately been injured. No, that's great. That brings back great memories. And thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing and trying to make school finance a complicated topic, make it simple and understandable for our audience.
Thank you for having me.
All right. My guest has been Associate Superintendent Cindy Blansfield. Thank you for joining us on the Recess Podcast. We are here to tell the stories of the Auburn School District. Please spread the word. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might know others who would find it interesting and informative. Thank you for spreading the word. It's been my pleasure to be with you. My name is Dr. Alan Spicciotti. This has been the Recess Podcast. We'll see you next time.